He says, "Omlok Rapopo, Ella Rapopo, my time liyomek abaya." Why doesn't the Rapopo also want to answer clearly like abaya? It's going according to one man the yama. And they say there was that the terrorist was in between the neiros, so there's no stira. Or Malach, so Rapopo answers back, "Torna Veresha, Hatova Shtei Neiros." For Hoder Atovas Chomish Neiros, that's not Mistavra. Not Mistavra that Awatana here, what does Awatana thought of saying? First it says, Umakteres Akteris, you bring the Akteris, so then Umakteres Aneris. So which Neiros is he talking about here? He's talking about here now the last two Neiros, because that comes after the Akteris. Now the next Mishnah that says, first comes the Menorah, then comes the Akteris, which Menorah is he talking about? The first five. So that's not Mistavra, because the Seder was, first you did the first five Neiros, then you brought the Keteris, then you brought the last, you fixed the last two Neiros. So now Mistavra, this Tana right now, the first Mishnah talks about the last two Neiros, and then the second Mishnah talks about the first five Neiros. It's the wrong Seder. That Mishnah should have been first, and then this Mishnah later. As if that's the Teretz of the series of the Mishnah, they're in the wrong Seder. It's not Mistavra. First we're talking about what happened at the end, and later we're talking about what happened at the beginning. Usually you say the beginning, and then the end. So that's why Rapopo didn't want to learn like Abaya. So the Gemara says, Abaya says back, no. For Abaya Ramaloch, Aruya Biyamahu de Komari. This first Mishnah we're learning right now is not really telling us any Seder Hadvarim, which Avoid came first. The purpose of this Mishnah is not to teach us that the Kohen Gadol, those 7 days before Yom Kippur, that was a mitzvah's prisha, there's a mitzvah the Kohen Gadol should do the Avodah all 7 days. That's all the Mishnah is telling us. The Seder, which came first, which come later, that's not negated to us right now. We're not talking about now. All the Mishnah wants to tell you, should know, the Keteris, the Menorah, who had to do it this day? The Kohen Gadol. Even though the rest of the year, any Kohen could do it, on these 7 days before Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol had to do it. So we're not going into the Seder Hadvarim right now. Here we're just, I'm teaching you. The Seder, what comes first, what comes later, that's the next Mishnah later. The next Mishnah talks about the Seder Hadvarim, that's like a true. First comes the five Neiros that cleaned out the Menorah, then comes the Keteris, then comes again the last two Menorahs. So that's the way Abaya learns. Good. So there's no stira, two ways to answer the stira from this Mishnah and the next Mishnah. Either one goes according to Avishol, one goes according to Rabbonin, that's Rapopo Shita, or else no, both goes according to one man, the Yoma, and we're going down to, according to Rabbonin Shita, that the Keteris was in between, and this Mishnah is talking about the last two Neiros, and the next Mishnah is talking about the first five Neiros, that they came first. So there are Gufa. We learned before though, what was this deal we had at a Korban Atomid? It says, Bolo in the Kerem is Rachis Venus. By regular Korban and Oila, you always came first to the side, the corner of the Mizrach Tzvainis. You came to the north, eastern side. Noisein Mizrach Tzvainis. You made one Zrikas Adam there at that corner that went to both sides. Then Marov is Roimis. Then you went to the south, west side. Noisein Marov is Roimis. You put there also one Zrika there that ended up on both sides. That's called Shtayim Sheim Arba. So that's a din in every Korban Oila. Now, B'tonia law, we learned on that din, that Yom Shim and Isha Mitzvah Mishana B'tomid. He says that the Korban Atomid you brought, even though it's a Korban Oila, has a little bit different. Then what do you change about the Korban Atomid? That Bola L'Kerem Ezroch Esroinis. That's the same thing. The first corner they came to was the east, north corner. Noisin over there, he made like a regular Korban Oila. He made one Zerika, Noisin Ezroch Esroinis. That's one Zerika, Shem Shtayim. Then he went to the opposite side, Marov Zroimis. He went to the south-west side. Noisin, now there he made a difference. That Noisin Marova, he made one Zrika on the west side. The Yachakach Noisin Droima. Then he made another Zrika on the south side. Is my time with Reb Shimon Isha Mitzvah, a modna lochem? How come? Since every Korban Oila is only Shtayim Shemar, but you only do two, one and one, how come here is Mishana, the Korban Atomid is different? There, when you come to the west side, you have to do two? How come? Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Chad Tana Mishum Chad Devei Rabbi Yanai Roma Kru. The pasuk says in Bamidbar, "Osir Izim Echod Lachatas Lashem." You bring one young goat for a korban chatas. Al Oilas Hatomid Yasev Niskoi. On the more than a korban atomid, you do this with nesachim. So we dash in oilahi. Really, it's a korban oila. The Yomer Achmona Ovid Bo Maisa Chatas. The pasuk here is talking about the Korban Atomid, and it says the Korban Atomid is a Korban Oila, but it talks about a Chatas in the same pasuk to teach us that the Korban Atomid has something to do with the Korban Chatas also. Ha Ketzer, how could you do both? Noisei nachash ishtayim kemay soila. The first zrik you do tak is only one zrik in that corner, that mizrochis, svoinis, do one zrik on, that's a zrik of a regular korban oila. One zrik in that corner, it goes on two sides. Then, shtayim, shem shtayim kemay sachatis. When you go to the opposite side, when you go to the svoinis, marovis, the marovis droimis, then you have to do two separate zrikis. Why? Because the pasuk is mashma that the korban atomid also has a din chatas on it. What does it mean a din chatas? The din of a chatas was they mamish made four zrikis. A chatas had a zrik on every side of the mizbeach. You had a separate zrika. So therefore, this korban atomid has two dinim. One punk is like an oila, just do one zrika. But we dash when you go to the other side, you have to make two separate zrikis to mekayim a din of a korban oila. Yeah. Okay, so noisin achas shishtaim k'may soila, and shtaim shem shtaim k'may sechatis. Fred the Gemara v'liten shtaim shein arba k'may soila. Why don't you do both avoidis, Fred the Gemara? If the pasuk is mashma, the korban atomid also has a din chatis to it, so do like all different, do both. First do liten shtaim shem arba. Do two zrikis on the two opposite corners, like a korban oila, k'may soila. And then do a second set of zrikis. The arba shein arba kamei sechatis. Then once you have to do over again, do another four zrikas on all four sides of the mizbeach like a korban chatis. Like maybe the pasuk means mama should do two sets of zrikas here. So tomorrow that can't be. Lo metzino domin shein mechaprin v'chayzino mechaprin. Hence, once you put the first set of dam, you do a ma'is oila of shtayim shein arba. You already have your kapora. So once you have the kapora from the korban, whenever fine, you have to do another zrikas of dam. It's always the pshat that the zrik is the kapara. But once you have the kapara once, you don't have to do a second one. For the Gemara, v'chi mitzino al astamakashi now, v'chi mitzino domim, she'chatsin chates v'chetsin oila. So if you ask such a kash, I have another kash on you. We never find such a korban that the zrik is not divided up. Half of the zrik is like a din oila, and half of them is like a korban chates. You never find that. Elo, what do you have to say over here? Akofa kakeshin akosiv. Here by the korban atomid, there's a hekish. The Torah was makish the korban atomid to a chatis to tell us what that this korban atomid, even though it's really an oila, is different than every oila. Here you have to do half oila and half chatis. Or bezay nebi hochinami. Here also it's a hekish akruah. So what? Ba'akorch in a kesh of a kosev. Maybe there's a hek. There's a hekish akruah to say that you have to do two sets of avodah. Maybe the korban atomid means shtayim shemar but once. And then after you finish the ma'is oila, then go around again and put on all four sides, like a ma'is tachatis. Like the heck of there's some chiddush here. Have the Gemara hosam pisik matonis bialmahu. Teretz says, mamish to do a ma'is tachatis, that you can't do. Because a korban atomit for sure, it's only a korban oila. It's nothing more. So the heckish can't tell you mamish after you finish the ma'is oila, to mamish do a ma'is tachatis, that can't be. Because the ma'is it's not a chatis, it's only a korban oila. What it could tell you is, the second set of zrikas that you do, so out of korban oila, you would stand at this corner, just make one zrika. That one zrika would also hit both sides of the corner. So now that we tell you to do two separately ones, one of this side, one of that side, it doesn't look so different than a korban oila. So that we can understand the Torah means to tell us. Hey, hosam pisik matonis baumu. If the Torah just means to divide up that last zrika, you're hitting the same corner, and the dam is hitting both sides of the corner. So even though really you only need one zrika, that's not so straight as the Torah says, pisik, divide up those two zrikas into two. Because then it doesn't look so much different like a regular korban oila. But mamish, to make it like a chatas, to have to go around on all four sides, that for sure you don't have to do. Like for sure, a korban atomid is not a chatas, it's only a korban oila. For the mother, another kasha. V'nei shishtayim, lamata k'may soila. True. The first set of zrika is that shtayim, one zrika, that do lamata, on the bottom part of the chuta sikra, like a maisoila. A korban oila, the zrika sadam was on the bottom portion of the mizbeach. Mashenk in the korban chatis, the zrika sadam was lamala, was on the top portion of the mizbeach. Now shtayim, shem shtayim, that was saying we come to the opposite corner, we're making two separate zrikas, the terrace adin chatis, we should do it lamala. Why don't we have to make that zrika lamala on top of the chuta sikra? On the top, the above portion of the mizbeach. K'maisachatis, like a maisachatis. And if I say that doesn't say anywhere. And mashmo always the korban atomid, all its zrikas are lamata from the chuta sikra. Yeah. And the Gemara, lo mitzinu domi shechatsoyin lamala v'chatsoyin lamata. That we never find. also a svarim that zrikas of dam of the korban, either all of it is lamata on the bottom part of the chutas ikram, or else they're always on top. Like a korban oil is on bottom, a korban chatas is on top. But you never find one korban that has half and half. So that you can't do. You can't have the second two to be put on top. For the Gemara v'loy, is that true? We never have like that. For Yotznan, we learned. Hizomi menu achas lamala v'shev lamata. By the paraduma. It's kind of parakamishi. Kishumazna midama par. No, not the paraduma. Some kishumazna by the paradam. By the par on Yom Kippur, the par on the pnim. When he was mazna the dam of the par. Kineged uve shah kapuris. Kineged the thickness of the kapuris. Yeva kosalka taitach achas miyemtsa uvio lamala. One went on top. V'sheva miyemtsoyas lamata. And seven of them went on the bottom portion. You see, this rikus of the dam of the par that was done lefnai lefnim, one was done on top, the portion of the kaparis, and the other seven was done on the bottom portion of the kaparis. So you see, one korban, it has divided half its rikus of dam. For your tanan, he's the memenu achas lamala, one was on top, v'sheva lamata, seven on bottom of the kaparis. And the Gemara nain kamatzlif, it wasn't really done one on top, one on bottom. It was done like you say, the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, it went like straight down. It wasn't how to be half on top, one on top, and seven on bottom. The Mamaika Matlav, what does this Lashon Matlav mean? Mochi Rav Yudah Kiminagdiv. Kiminagdino. When you hit somebody with a strap, let's say you take a strap and whip somebody, the whip goes like straight down, that's the way the Zrikas also went. It started on top and it went straight down. But not that half was on top, half was on bottom. Rashi Mishana Kamatlav. Hai Lamatu Lamala Detoni, Loyam Tsoyis Koi. It's not going on half of the Kaparis. That half was on top of the Kaparis. Half was on the bottom part of the Kaparis. Elo Rishoina Nosan Tchila Kapi Mal, that's all. V'yasheva Tachter, Zula Matim Zuka Matlif. And could all of it was on the bottom part of the Kaparis. Nothing maybe was on the top part of the Kaparis. It just means it was done like 1, 2, 3, 4, it was done downwards. But it doesn't mean that the first one had to be on the top portion of the Kaparis. So even that Dama Par wasn't halfway, half on top, half on bottom. For the Mara Veloyi, wasn't that way, but now we learned. Hiza Mimeno Al Tiro Shemizbech. Used to be Mazem. On the tiroi, on the side of the mizbeach, sheva pomim. Now, my love, what does tiroi mean? My love, apalga the mizbeach. Mamish tiroi means halfway up the mizbeach. Because the Amri Yishma, people say tiaruhu means like afternoon. Mamish midday. That's called loshin tiroi. Shashi apalga negedem tsoyi goiva kiroi. Mamish in the middle of halfway up the wall. Tiroi means sorayim, the afternoon. Palga the yuma, half of the day. Now, v'chivon the sheva azoyis, he's a hamazer, since he sprinkled seven azoyis, yevshlet samsein, you're supposed to hit where? Punk the middle of the mizbeach. Now, if you have to hit with seven zrikas the middle of the mizbeach, it's yevshom, shloyeh men, loylamalo lamato. It's not possible to say that some don't go on top and some go on bottom. If your mama shout it halfway the mizbeach, and you have to make seven zrikas, some are going to go on top and some are going to go on bottom. You see, there's such a loch, you're allowed to have some zrikas on top and some zrikas on bottom. Amar Rabba Bar Shelo, loy. You know what Tiro Shemizbeach means? Agufa de Mizbeach. It does not mean the middle point of the side of the Mizbeach, no, it means on the top of the Mizbeach. You have to sprinkle the dam, all seven of them, on top of the Mizbeach. Agufa de Mizbeach, the Ksiv, who gets them as Shemayim Lutoya. Trashi Agufa de Mizbeach, Al Gagra, and the top of the Mizbeach. Oh, my lush and tiroi, al shem shemetayru mafana akteris, she nisraf ola baboikim, vichoiseyo eloch vielach, omaze al mokim hagiloi, kedersev, uchetzem ashmael letoyer kumalator. In other words, you have to clean out the top part of the mizbeach, to get a clean place there, and you mazze the dam on the clean place of the mizbeach itself. That's what the pasuk means. But all seven zrikas were done on the top of the mizbeach. Tiroi shemizbeach means a clean portion on the top of the mizbeach. Samela, that's the terrace. Therefore, we never find a Zrikas Adam that half of it is on the bottom part of the Mizbeach and half on top. So therefore, the Korban Atomid, even though the Torah gave the Hekesh to Chatis, and that's why the second Zrika were doing two Zrikas like a Chatis, but both those Zrikas have to be Lamata, on the bottom part of the Mizbeach. Because since the first Zrikas of the Korban Oila was done Lamata, who are then the last two also has to be Lamata. We never have a Korban that half the Zrikas are Lamala and half are Lamata. For the Gemara now, my shenah the yoy of oil liberation for the yoy of the chatas. Look good, you have a hekesh now that a korban atomet has two dinim to it. It's a korban oila, but there's also a din hekesh to a korban chatas. So what are we saying? first go and do the korban oila, do one zrika at the first corner that hits both sides, and then you go to the other side and do two separate zrikas. So doing first the ma'isa oila, and then the ma'isa chatis. So the Gemara, how do you know that? Maybe first do the ma'isa chatis, and then do the ma'isa oila. Hey, it's ma'ishna the yoy of oila b'resha. First you're doing one zrika to one corner, for ho the yoy of the chatis, and then you do two zrikas. Neisa b'resha the chatis. Maybe first do the two zrikas on the two sides to be yoy to the din chatis. For ho the neisa of the oila. And then you do the korban oila, the one zrika at the corner. And the Gemara poshid. Kivan the yoylahu, since the korban atomid is a korban oila, that's the ikra of the korban, he kodma b'resha. That's a swab sheet there. First you have to do the zrika al sateras oila. Therefore, you first come to the Mizrachas Dreimus, and you first come to the Mizrachas Dreimus, you make one zrika here, and this one zrika goes on both sides. That's called Achashi Shtayim, like a korban oila. And then you go to the other side, Dreimus Mizrachas, and then you do the Maisa of the Chatas. For the Gemara now. How come these are the two corners that we put the Zrikas Adam in? First we do the Mizrachis Svoinis, and then we do the Marovis Droimis. How come these two? Why not the opposite two? Nasev Droimis Mizrachis, let's do Dorim Mizrachsai, for Hodat Svoinis Marovis, and then do Svoinis Marovis. You do the opposite corners. And the Gemara Amri, it tells us like this. Oila tuna yisoid. The carbon oila, the Zrika Saddam, had to be on the side, on the corner, that has the yisoid to it. The yisoid, the bottom, the foundation of the Mizbeach, came out of Nama. On most sides of the Mizbeach, the bottom foundation came out of Nama, it went up in Nama, then it went indentured in Nama, then it went up again. So that bottom Amma was called the yisoid. Now the carbon oila, the Zrika, has to be on the yisoid that has the yisoid, because the dam has to drip down to the yisoid. Now, oila tuna yisoid, the Karen Dreimis Mizrachas the Hevela yisoid. That corner of the Mizrachas Dreimis did not have a yisoid. Therefore, you can't make a Zrika on the Dreimis Mizrachas. Therefore, the Zrikas had to be on the opposite corners, so you had to do the other ones. You had to do the Mizrachas Svoinis, and you had to do the Marovis Dreimis. But you can't do the Dreimis Mizrachas, because that did not have a yisoid. Tread the Gemara now. Maishna diyoye bereisha Mizrachas Svoinis. How come first we put on the Mizrach Tzofen side, how can we do it first on this corner here? For Hod Marovis Dreimis, and then we go to the Marav Durim side. And the Gemara, for the Markasha, Nesa Bereisha Marovis Dreimis, why don't you first walk to the other side and do the Maisoila on the Marovis Dreimis side, on the west south side? For Hod Mizrach Tzofenis, and then you go to the east north side. And for the Gemara, Kivan the Yamamar, since we learned that Kol Pinoy Shata Poina, whenever you're walking someplace and you have to turn, always turn right first. You always give cover to your right side first. Therefore, the Mizrach Bereisha, Behu Poga. Therefore, when you walk up the Mizbeach, the plank of the Mizbeach was all the way on the Durham side. So you used to walk up the plank here. When you walk up the plank, if you make a right turn, that's the Mizrachis. So you reach this corner first. That's why this corner you had to come first. You walked up the Mizbeach here, and then make a right turn, you come to the Mizrach side. That's why the Mizrach Dreimis, that was the first Zrika you made. That was the first corner you would meet. Mizrach is Dreimis, yeah. For the Mora, Umimai deboi lehu, to come a Rachmona of it lay my sechatis, how do we know this Hekesh here is telling us that the Korban HaTomid, the Oila, has a Din Chatis to it? How do we know to learn out the Din Chatis applies to the Korban HaTomid? V'dilma, maybe just the opposite way. V'dilma v'chatis hu dukam rachmona ovid bo ma'isa oila. Maybe the pasuk is saying that this chatis we're talking about, the chatis has a din carbon oila to it. A carbon oila, even the carbon atomic, is always a regular carbon oila. You make the regular only shtayim shem arba. Either the pasuk has a hekish, maybe the hekish goes that the carbon chatis has a din carbon oila on it. And the Gemara lo yisak about it, that you can't say. The pasuk says, Al oila satomid yasev niskoi is my kamarachmona midi dechatis shadi oila. It says al oila satomid yasev niskoi means the carbon atomic should be done like that one, like the carbon achatis. So the pasuk is saying that take the din chatis and put it upon the carbon atomic. That's pasuk shot in the pasuk. Shash loisak that the siv lachatis al oilas. It says lachatis al oilas. Mashma, the din chatis plies, goes upon the korban oilu, on the korban atomid, and not the opposite way around. So therefore, it's good. That's where we dashin. That's of Shimon ben Ishmitzbez drosha to say that you have to, by this korban atomid, it has two dinim to it. First, it has a zrika like a korban oilu. You do a shtayim shem. You do achas shem shtayim. One zrika that goes on two sides, and the other corner there, you have to make two separate zrikas like a ma'isa chatis. But it's not awesome. Learn the Mishnah in Tomit. Omar lehem amamuna. The morning used to say, "Tzu vehevio tle mileshchas beis atloyim." Go in the morning. You have to be in korban atomid. Go find yourself a tle, a little sheep. Go find yourself mileshchas beis atloyim from this room called the mileshchas beis atloyim. That's what used to have the sheep. Trashi amamuna means who askan vehevio l'tomid mileshchas atloyim. Show you atloyim shom mevukarim, all checked out already. Kedetnan. Ain't poischim mishisha tloyim hamuvukorim belishka tloyim. You always had to have at least six tloyim checked out already to be used. Can't have less than six. So that's what the mamuni used to say. Go to the lishka's base at tloyim. For the more about the lishka tloyim hoiso the miktsoya tzvoinus marovis. Aye, this room where they had the tloyim was on the north west side. The arba lishka's hoyishom, and there were four different lishka's there. Achas was lishka's tloyim. That was one true. V'yachas lishkas achasomis, they used to keep the receipts they had there. V'yachas lishkas beis hamukud, once was time where they keep the eitzim for the burning of the fire. V'yachas lishkas shoysim bo lechem aponim, and one was lishkas they made the lechem aponim. Shrashi v'aloi, k'moy v'rehi b'mokim pleni. No, Stani Yes Nakasha is just explaining to tell us where that room was. You know where that room was, where it had the tloyim, was near these four rooms altogether. The miktsoye was svenis marovis, shel beis hamukud. So your trackling God was a big room there. For your masikim boy madurus gderlis, they had a lot of fires going on there. Lischamim shom kahanim. There the kahanim would heap themselves up. Shaokim yichofim aritz pas azorim. Shohaya shol shayis. They used to walk barefoot the whole day because they couldn't have a chatzitza between their feet and the floor. And the floor was made out of marble, so it was very cold. So they used to get cold. So they went into the special room called the lishkas beis hamukud. It's not a room stamped to keep the wood for the barachis. But a special bias, there was always a fire there. And there were rooms opening up one to the other. Psuchos the tracting, katan the kamon. There were four different rooms there. But Alan ha mitzuyis, hachad lishkas tloyim, and that was one. Then another one was lishkas chesomis. Shemenichin shom chesomis lakech solos siltois. On the schayim min amigdish bedomin, katan mesech teshkolim. That we had a Masech Teshkolim, Dalad Chasam Masoy Bamikdosh, for your cost of Aleyim, Egel, Gedi, Zorcha Chaitim, Veit Simone, Kevis, Vyayil. You went to buy, you're in the Sokka from the Gizbar. You went to one Gizbar, you gave him the money, and he gave you a receipt, and you took the receipt, and you went to another Gizbar, and he would give you the actual flour and the yayin. So that was a special Lishka where they had the Chasamas there. So the kids in this corner, they had these four Lishkois, so it's good. So we used to tell the Mamuna, the Skan, you used to tell the Kayin, go and get yourself a Tlit. For the Mara Minu, I have a kasha now. Arba lishchoyis hoyu lebeis hamukid. There were four different rooms for the beis hamukid where they had the fire going the whole time to keep the kind of warm. Kiktuniyos, like a small room, apsuchas latraklin, opening up into a big room. Shtayim bakoidish, two of these rooms were in, opened up into the beis hamikdish, had kedusha to it. Ushtayim b'chol. And two of them, like were opening up outside, was like chol did not have kedusha to it. V'roshay pisposin mavdilin bein kodesh to chol. And like Rashi says, v'roshay pisposin means chatichas eitzim. There were pieces of wood mavdilin l'simin. They were put there for a sign b'mokem hamavstik bein kodesh to chol. In the dividing point between the part that's in the azara that has kedusha to the part of the room that's outside the azara that does not have any kedusha. So the Gemara says, "Mahe hoyu mishamshes." What did they do with these four rooms, these four lishchois? Ma'arov is deroimis. He's the southern west side. He hoysa lishchas tli korban. The way the Bach says, it should be tli a korban, tloi korban. That was the room where they put aside the tloyim for the korban hatomid. So this is going to be the kasha. Here it says, where was that room for the tloi korban? Was on the ma'arov is deroimis. And before we had it, Muna told him, go to the Tle, go get a Tle, Melishka's Beis Atloyim. And the Gemara the day before said, Hoysa b'mitzoya, Tzvoinis Marovis. He was on the north, west side. And here we're saying it was on the southwest side. This is going to be the stereo. Where exactly was that room where they kept the tloyim? Then the Gemara says another room there was Dremis Mizrochis. He's the southeast side. He lishcha shoyu oisin bo lechem upon him. That was the room where they used to make the lechem upon him. And Mizrochis Tzvoinis, the east on north side, Mizrochis Tzvoinis, bo gonzu beit chashmenoi avnei mizbech. That's the room where the beit chashmenoi hid the avnei, the stones of the mizbech. Sheshiksum malchei evdikachovim. That the goyim uprooted it. Rashi says, Sheshiksum amalchei evdikachovim means shehektiru oleho lavoides kachovim. As the Greeks, they used it to be matir for their avodah zarah on it. The midrash katoni belishchas atloyim shuv marav adroimis. But I call upon this the kasha. Here it says, where was this lishka, this room where they kept the tloyim? It was marav adroimis. And before we learned, it was tzvoinis marovis. And Moravita says that tzvoinis marovis. What was the room that was on the tzofen on the north west side? Bo yordan lebeis atfila. That was the room that used to go down to the Beis HaTfilah. So I call upon him, this is the stira, and the Gemara is asking now, where exactly was that room, the Lishka, where they kept its loyim? All right, we'll stop here.